There is the fog of war, and then the adrenaline of war.
Big firefight. Yeah. Big. That's fun, though, man. That's fun. You can't get a better high. It's like crack, you know? You can skydive or bungee jump or do, you know, kayak, but once you've been shot at, you really can't come down. There's nothing, you can't top that.
Are you going to go back to the civilian world, then?
I have no idea.
U.S. Army Specialist Kyle Steiner stares straight into the camera as he tells that story of his insane, exhilarating world on a battlefield in Afghanistan. Holding the camera out of frame but completely steady is filmmaker Tim Hetherington, the Oscar-nominated co-director of the film Restrepo.
For journalists, I mean, war is traumatic, but not belittling war. There are a lot of traumatic things in life. You know, you can have a car crash, you can have a messy divorce, you can lose a child.
Hetherington lost his life yesterday in what he might say was one more trauma in a career of covering brutality on battlefields across our world. He was killed after he and a group of photojournalists were hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in Misrata, Libya.
The shrapnels were in teams in the pelvis. He was losing a lot of blood. When he arrived at the hospital, the doctors tried to keep him alive for about 15 minutes or maybe more than that. I'm not sure.
That's photographer Andre Leon. He was the first to report the news of Tim Hetherington's death. And he was there at the hospital in Misrata when Tim died. We reached him last night.
The photographers, they were not the target, but they were in the middle of the target, which was other fighters, you know, rebel fighters.
Tim Hetherington may be best known recently for the documentary Restrepo about Afghanistan, but he worked for most of his life in West Africa, capturing through his camera lens political crises in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. Yesterday's attack also killed Chris Hondros of Getty Images. Like Hetherington, no stranger to conflict zones, a Pulitzer Prize winner filing from Kosovo, Angola, Sierra Leone, Kashmir, the West Bank, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Like most photojournalists, or at least the ones who stand out and the ones who survive the longest, Chris Hondros spoke with calm and steadiness about his work.
Sometimes in news photography and so on, the pictures are a little bit dry and put on the page and just set in a sort of journalistic way in front of you. But I think there's also room to allow the emotions and the basic, you know, feelings to manifest itself when you start looking at, you know, war imagery of this kind.
Chris will be remembered by those who worked with him, for those tweed blazers with elbow patches in every conflict he covered, his love for martinis, Mahler, and chess.
It's clearly sad. We are all sad.
Photographer Andre Leon again, who was with Tim Hetherington when he died in Misrata.
But at the same time, it's a good feeling in the city that they managed finally to push out the military force that have been attacking them for 2 months. Every day we talk with people, you know, I talk with the people, they said, oh, today I lost a cousin. Tomorrow he says, oh, I lost a neighbor. So people here, they're paying a very high price for the liberty they're fighting for.
Tim Hetherington and Chris Hondros, now gone, would insist today that they're not the story, that their work is only important if it can show the vulnerability of civilians caught in war. And certainly the vulnerability of civilians is the headline today. Another traumatic event like any other in life or death. Tim Hetherington here spoke a few months ago to the BBC.
Those are traumatic events that you have to get back up and face up to and get on with your lives. And being in a war is no different to that. And that as a journalist, you find mechanisms and people you love to help you navigate through the trauma that inevitably follows.
The last dispatch from Tim Hetherington came Tuesday on Twitter. In besieged Libyan city of Misrata, indiscriminate shelling by Gaddafi forces. No sign of NATO.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.